Track 9, A Fairy Tale. Are you sitting comfortably? Sam Elmhurst is here to ask if you believe in fairy tales.
Just you know why. Why you and I will by and by.
Believe in true life fairy tales? Well, if you don't, you might change your mind after what I have to tell you. So, are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin. It starts in Wyndham in 1982. A boy is sitting in a tree with his school friend, and he spies a girl in the field below riding her horse. And it's love at first sight. He tells his friend, "You see that girl over there? We're going to be together." And so eventually, these two shy teenagers, both 16, they fall in love. And for the next 3 years are inseparable. And during which time, the boy introduces the girl to the music that he loves, predominantly rock music. The boy writes so many letters to the girl, and the girl, well, she writes back. They leave notes under each other's pillows, little scraps of paper with messages of love on them posted through the letterbox, and flowers left by the abbey wall for the girl to find. Now, the girl kept a diary, and she wrote in it every day detailed accounts of what they did, where they went, and how she felt about the boy. And sometimes the boy would also write in the diary, saying things like, "I'm going to marry you soon, you know." Well, by now they were 17 and 18, and all their secrets lay within that diary. It had a little lock on it, but the girl still kept it hidden in her drawer, where it nestled under mohair jumpers, a must-have fashion item of the 80s. Well, one day, the girl's mother found the diary. She ripped open the lock and, oh dear. Well, what happened next was a little bit sad and a bit scary for the girl, because she was told to leave home. To get out now. She actually felt suicidal. She was so frightened at her mother's reaction. And so she telephoned the boy, who only lived up the road, and he told her to come to him straight away. She ran to him, crying all the way, and on arriving at his parents' house, made her way upstairs and sat on his bed and cried some more, while the boy held her hand. He was a good, kind and sensible boy, and so he decided that, well, this wasn't right at all, that the girl was being made so unhappy, and so off he went back downstairs, where he talked to his parents. Well, that evening, the girl wrote in her diary, "Mark was so nice. He listened and went to speak to his parents for over half an hour. He came back up, said I could live there, got me lemonade. His mum came up, chatted to me and Mark, watched film with Burt Reynolds in." It was the last entry she ever made in that diary, because, well, after that, there didn't seem much point in writing down her thoughts and feelings any more. The spare room became her bedroom now, and with a bag of clothes, mostly mohair jumpers, and other necessary bits and pieces which teenage girls need, she settled down to a new little chapter in her life. Catching the school bus from a different bus stop and coming back to her new home with the boy and his parents would all seem so strange, but her old life was just too fractured to repair, and so Being a strong sort of person and of good character, she just got on with things, like A-level revision and band practices, and her first Christmas away from her mother and little sister. Well, 1984 happens, and the girl moves back to her mother's as they try and be friends again, but it's not easy, especially when they all move house another three times before the end of 1985. Instead of the boy and the girl only being a short walk from each other, now she's 15 miles away, living in Drayton. And she can't even telephone in properly because there's a party line. Remember those? In the summer, the boy and the girl have their first holiday on their own at a caravan site in East Runton. And then later on, they spend a week together in Kent. And then another move for the girl, her little sister and her mother, and this time into Norwich. Well, 1986 happens, and by now the girl is kind of moving away, literally, from this fairly dysfunctional family torn apart. And so the girl seeks freedom from all those pressures. She maybe grows up a little bit too fast and sheds all things Norfolk and breaks the boy's heart in doing so, in order to seek the bright lights of London, never to see the one true love of her life again, until 2013. Well, the girl had moved back to Norfolk, and they meet up at a Renata Spirit band reunion. She had been the keyboard player and the boy had been on drums. They meet at a pub in the summer and it appears that the flame still burned, but neither do anything about it due to shyness and other things. But the boy, he steals a kiss on her cheek at the end of the night with the words, "For old time's sake." And the girl drives home. She dreams a lot about her one true love and wishes things were easier so she could overcome this shyness. She loves him and she really wants to be with him, but she just isn't brave to do anything about it. And neither is the boy. And another 11 years elapses. By now, life's changed quite a bit for the boy and the girl. And when they meet in April 2024, purely by chance, at a little bar in Norwich to watch her sister play guitar, well, they start chatting and laughing with such ease and happiness and more confidence this time. And over the next few weeks, all through summer, they start to see more of each other. And all through autumn and all through the winter, they see lots and lots of each other. The boy tells the girl that he had never known such trust, care and happiness as the kind they had had when they were together as teenagers. The girl told him that she had kept all his letters from all those years ago, that she never could throw them away and wasn't actually sure why she had kept them all. There must have been a reason. Well, the burning flame of all those years is mutually acknowledged. They talk about each other being their first love, their one true love, their all, and their history, their teenage togetherness, the slightly regretful intervening winter years, and most importantly of all, the now. And so many firsts shared together. And now the love story continues after 40 years. On the 6th of December last year, the boy went down on one knee and gave the girl the most beautiful engagement eternity ring that she had ever, ever seen in her whole life. And so, on to 2025. A new year, and the next chapter of the fairy tale. The boy and the girl are planning a trip to Las Vegas. And I wonder if you know why. Well, I know why. Because I am that girl.
Thank you, Sam. The best fairy tales always have a surprising and happy ending.